The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info at gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the first Saturday. That's right, the first Saturday in April. I can't believe it. A quarter of the year is already gone. But, oh, man, you know what April means is so many fishing is going on. You better have your fishing license, okay? You need that new license. But, I mean, you know, it's things on the lakefront, power liners work, few smelt fishermen that are out there. I know. I'm a smelter from way back, and it kills me that there are none. But the power liners are out there, all kinds of people. Boats are out there, inland waters. Well, if you're staying off the river, because we did get a lot of rain and stuff like that. But, well, you know, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But let's get today's show out there to tell you what's going to be happening on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. On this week's program, we're going to be covering the opening of inland trout season in Illinois, especially in northeastern Illinois in the Cook County Forest Preserves, with Steve Silek, the fisheries biologist. I don't know how they're doing it. They're stocking trout, monitoring that. They're doing their walleye program where they take walleye in fike nets out of lakes that we have them in. For. I mean, we got 30-inch walleyes in the Forest Preserve, people. They take them, they strip them of their eggs, they keep them healthy, then they return them back after they give them a couple of days to recuperate, and then they put them back in the waters. Then they hatch those eggs to when they get about an inch and a half long, and then they put those into the waters. So this is their walleye propagation program. I have a few other names for it, but that's okay. And I'm very excited that that's going on too. But Steve is going to be on to talk about all the cool stuff that they're doing with the Forest Preserve and opening of inland trout season. And then Tim Mondel, since it's the first Saturday of the month, you know what that means. Yep. He's going to be on to talk about all the different programs, whether you're, you know, 4 years old or 104 years old, that you can do in the Forest Preserves of Cook County. And so, you know, we'll have some fishing reports. We're going to be talking to, we got a little turkey, you know, happening, a little bit of youth turkey going on in different states. And so there's a lot of activity going on that I want people to be listening to and have some fun. Very important. Then in the final segment of the show, we'll have the Aiden Fishing Report. I'm going to see my good man Aiden a little later on today. We're going to a Blackhawk hockey game. Shot and a goal. He's going to be I'm excited, but he's going to be even more excited going to a big NHL game in the stadium here in Chicago. Yeah, it's cool. It's going to be a cool day with him. And, you know, you never know who might call us, who might not call us. But you have to remember to tell all of your friends who listen, you know, that they haven't listened to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, is to listen to us on ESPN Chicago app, or you can just go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, click on the word podcast, and boom, all my shows are there for you. You can listen to. You just click and listen and enjoy the program. And you can also subscribe through the ESPN Chicago app if you'd like to get, you know, the shows delivered to your phone or computer or whatever. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Okay, we got that. Okay, let's talk about a few things that are going on. As I mentioned to you, Forest Preserve's got the big, not just Forest, but 58 other places throughout the state have the inland trout season starting today. But there's a couple of programs kicking on. First of all, the Walleye Unlimited group is having their 8th annual indoor swap meet. Whatever hell. People say both ways. And sale. It's going to go from 8 a.m. to noon today in Antioch at the VFW Post 4551. This is a different date, so it's going to be, it's a swap meet and sale. So you're going to find everything from new and used fishing and boating equipment and stuff like that. There are no guns, are no ammo, no hunting or shooting items are permitted. So it's just fishing stuff. Remember, that's a technical term, stuff. Our good friends, Jimmy T, Fish Tech, you all know Fish Tech in Morton Grove. They open up a second location in Kenosha, Wisconsin, just over the border at 5219 88th Avenue in Kenosha. The store is open, but they're going to have their big grand opening party on April 18th with all kinds of great prices, raffles, foods. You know, reps from different companies are going to be there on hand. There's especially going to be a whole great section on Daiwa where you can see a full line of all the Daiwa products, whether it's the rods, the tulas, the cinnies. Oh, everything is going to be there for you. I mean, I'm excited about checking out the... not often you find a bait shop that's got a full line of Daiwa products. So that's going to be a cool, cool thing. All right. So remember to put that in your list of things to do. Okay. I mentioned turkey hunting. Not this week. The following week, I'm going to be going turkey hunting in northern Illinois for a couple of days. Me and my good buddy, Mr. Dan Hayes, will be out in the blind, probably laughing, maybe a little nap here and there, but we're going to be laughing a lot. But, you know, whether you're in Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever you listen to us, Kentucky, Georgia, this is the time of year that there's a lot of youth hunting programs for turkey, and just taking a youth out with you when you go turkey hunting. You're going to create memories that you're not going to believe that they will remember for years. You might forget about them, but I'm going to tell you what, they're never going to forget about them. And it's a family tradition that you just may be the first one to start for your family. But trust me, your children's children's children will be turkey hunting because you took their great-great-grandfather out to enjoy a day with you out in the field. Okay, cool. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking a few good volunteers. For what? Probably one of the greatest, if you're a hunter, the greatest thing you can do. Yes, donate to many different causes and organizations, be part of the Safari Club International that supports conservation and hunting and proper wildlife management and many other programs, the Illinois Conservation Foundation and more. But probably one of the best things you could ever do, and I'm so glad that I'm part of this also, is I'm a hunter safety instructor. Yeah. And there's a short of us. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for people throughout the state of Wisconsin to do this. You can go on their website, the Wisconsin DNR website. Just type in hunter safety instructor. You'll get a full idea of what you can get, where you can sign up, how you get instructed, how you do it with a mentor or take classes. But being a hunter safety instructor is just the coolest job you could ever volunteer for. Because you're teaching a kid to enjoy a sport that they will enjoy for many years to come. It's like planting a seed. You're going to watch the crop grow. I'm telling you, it really works cool. Okay, here's one for you. A hunter reported harvest in Michigan's Calhoun County. It wasn't a coyote. It was a gray wolf. And we're not talking the Upper Peninsula, everybody. We're talking the Lower Peninsula. Michigan hunter reported that he harvested a large animal in Calhoun County during the legal coyote hunt. And after genetic tests and checking it out, it's a gray wolf. And this is the Michigan's first known wolf population outside of the Upper Peninsula. Okay. We've always been saying that they've been there. The Native Americans found them on a trail cam. But, you know, I guess you have, it's like Sasquatch. You got to have a dead one before anybody is going to believe you. Really, they haven't, the state wolf's population, they what started back in 1980s in the Upper Peninsula, and they wander. I mean, they just do. They don't stay in an area. My best wolf one is not in Michigan. There was one that was released and tagged in northern Wisconsin, and it wound up being hit by a car on the Ohio-Indiana state line. That wolf walked through Wisconsin, around Chicago, and across Indiana. When they go for a walkabout, they go for a walkabout. Remember that. And, you know, it's just, it's a cool thing that the wolves are out there, but they have to be managed. They have to be managed. And that's a very, very, very important thing that I want everybody to realize. Because, you know, wolves, if, when you get too many of them, you're going to lose deer populations, turkey populations, a lot of the sporting game that we, and with lack of habitat and everything else, you're just shoving everything into a tighter, smaller circle. We're going to be talking about the trout fishing with Mr. Silek. We're going to give him a quick call shortly. But, you know, once again, there's 58 different places throughout the state of Illinois, whether you're in Joe Davis County, Kankakee County, Kendall, Lake, Bureau County in northern Illinois, LaSalle County has got I&M Canal Lock 14, McHenry County, Lake Atwood, Pickasaw Creek has got them in McHenry County, Ogle County, Stevenson County, Williams Whiteside County, and Centennial Park has got them. Will County, Lake Milliken, Winnebago, ooh, that's turkey place for me. Bauman Lake, Cherry Valley, and other places, but 58 lakes throughout the state, 80,000 pounds of fish are going to be released. So there's going to be lots of fish for you to enjoy out there. Okay, I got that. You know what? We're going to take a little bit of a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to our first guest and see what's happening in the great outdoors on your favorite outdoor radio show, Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590. And tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say hey!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Everybody, guess who's on the phone? It's the first of the month. No, it's not that. No. You know what it is. It's the first of the month, first Saturday of the month, which means we have Mr. Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County coming on to talk to us about the programs going on. Tim, how you doing?
I am great. Waiting for the spring weather to finally hit, but I'm great.
It did hit, and then it left and hit and came back and left and came back.
Around here, my allergies are—it's not working out so great.
No, we can't even talk about allergies because it's just mine are going bonkers. They've been going bonkers for over a month. Hey, what's going on in the forest preserves with programs? Because, you know, April, yes, April showers bring May flowers. We got flowers now. I hate to tell you this, everybody, we got flowers growing everywhere. But there's got to be a lot of cool programs kicking.
No, they definitely are, and some of them are flower oriented. We have our wildfire walks. We have our ephemeral walks. We have those typicals that we will do that are theme based on the month. April is also known to be Earth Month, so you're going to see, you know, the 20th of April, kind of that Friday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be Earth Day. Everything at every location, every nature center. Your bigger, they call them gateway sites within the zone, some of the bigger, more common sites, mm-hmm. like Van Ryn Woods, like that. They'll do cleanups. So we're going to be at Hubert Woods and River Grove, Bussey in the Northwest, Caldwell, all the nature centers. So it's a big one. It's an easy one for folks to kind of go out and just, one, get the exercise, two, feel good about giving back to nature, and three, check out your local community and what the April time looks like in the forest reserves. I've talked so many times, Chauncey, about how we have these really unique one-off opportunities. This is just general. Everybody can go. It doesn't matter your age. We have everything you need. Just come on out, visit the forest reserves, do your part, be part of it. Done. Great weekend.
Yeah. So, matter of fact, I was at the very first Earth Day celebration back in the day. In the Daly Center when I was a young, wee high school lad. You know, God, that's a long time ago.
They had high schools back then?
Oh, don't you love this guy, everybody? He loves it. He
left it dingling. It was that carrot. I just had to take a bite out of it.
Okay. Well, you know, tomorrow, Sunday, the 7th, you know, you got to build a bee house workshop. Over at River Trail Nature Center. What, are they going to teach me how to make a beehive?
They're going to teach you how to build a safe environment for bees to be in and then eventually start pollinating, building hives in and around. That's a newer thing. You're going to see those more often, mm-hmm. not just in the Forest Reserve workshops, but other places. Kind of just using like old cardboard tubes and wood tubes and dowels and building a bee house. It's pretty mm-hmm. cool. There are so many workshops throughout the month just because, as we talked about in the beginning of this, weather is everywhere. It's warm, it's cold, it's somewhere in between. So we're still using some indoor locations to host these workshops. But, camping, nice time to get back out to the preserve campground. So mm-hmm. there's a Camping 101 at Camp Reinberg in Palatine. What do we have? We have a Crafter Noon at Dan Ryn Woods. For you artists, or wannabe artists, or just curious about how things go, there's a bird painting workshop where you can do a step-by-step goldfinch at Trailside on the 12th. And then we kind of keep going through the list. But one thing that people have been talking about now for months is a solar eclipse. And although Chicago, the greater Chicagoland region, doesn't fall necessarily right in the path, we are still going to offer partial solar eclipse opportunities at all the nature centers. I think it's supposed to take place at 1 or 1:20 or something
From 1 to 3. 1 to 3.
1 to 3? Okay. So if you stop by one of the nature centers, they have glasses, solar glasses for you. They are safe. They're rated, thanks to Adler Planetarium for donating them to us. So, yeah, you can go to any of the nature centers during that time on the 8th and check it out. Just kind of be part of the big, you know, the big movement this month. I think you might be interested in another fishing derby. I've heard you like to fish.
What?
I know. It's the thing where you cast into the water.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. You should try it out one day. at Papoose Lake on the 13th. And then Brian Arnold, our director of campgrounds, he has his annual CLIC, which is Camping Leadership Immersion Course, where if you are an organizational rep who works with youth, you can do this for free, and you can stop by Camp Sullivan. You'd have to register, of course. But you go to Camp Sullivan, learn the basics of camping, including tents, food, et cetera, and sleep overnight. And then at some point, you can sign up for reduced cost to use the gear free of charge at Camp Sullivan.
That's kind of cool.
Well, because not everybody goes tent camping. Or if you do, you want to try it once. You want to try it twice. So this is a good opportunity that you don't have to spend the money for all the gear. You can still use it for next to nothing and embrace the camping lifestyle that is down at Camp Sullivan. So it's cool. There's another thing going on not too far from you at Miller Meadows South, which is Maywood, South Maywood.
Yeah.
There's a second annual trash bash, if that correctly. And it's actually this afternoon from, I think it's at noon to 2 p.m. So you can go out, you can do some spring cleaning at home, bring some of the gear with you. They can recycle it. There's going to be different vendors. There's different county agencies that are going to be there for you. You can learn some more information. And then if you want to kind of be part of just the cleanup itself, they have trash bags, they have grabbers, and all the different things that you're going to need for that. Yeah. So, not too shabby, you know? There's another one, too. I probably could have used this when I was younger, just because of my ADD. But there's a youth mental health first aid training. It's pretty powerful. Crabtree Nature Center, and in the far northwest side of the county in Barrington, they're working with the Kenneth Young Center to offer this free first aid training for adults. I know I said youth mental health first aid training, but the adults learn about how to identify, understand, respond to signs of mental health and substance use and challenges among adolescents, and then you can take that and apply that to real life. So it's pretty powerful, pretty important, and at the same time, it's a good way to use nature as that resource, too, when you're coping with the mental health side.
Okay. Yeah, there's one class that I know that I think people should check this out, okay? It's going to be at Crabtree Nature Center on April 13th, and it's a map and compass walk. And everybody, guess what? That thing you hold in your hand that you, whether you use Google or Wise or whatever program you shows you how to walk or go through, so whatever, even the compass on that's in your cell phone, yeah, there is a compass, trust me. If you use all of that, the battery is going to die sometime, folks, and you're going to be out going, what do I do next? You just need to get some basics on how to make a compass and map talk to each other, and that's what this is going to do for you.
It's a beautiful dance if you can manage to do it. Totally is. It's interesting. My oldest, my five-year-old son, Otis, he doesn't look at the phone. Listen, I'm not knocking it. People do your own thing. That's fine. But for him, every time we're in the car, every time we're on a walk, it's which way is west, which way, okay, sun's rising, okay, I know that's east over there. He's very determined to orient himself and know exactly which direction he's going. Mm-hmm. And that, for me, as a parent, I'm like, oh, it's great. He's got confidence now. Other things are going to come into play, too. So there is a lifelong lesson to learn from mm-hmm. just the basics of, you know, orienteering and mapping. It's pretty great. We do that, actually. Good segue, Johnson. I don't think you meant to do this.
No.
I didn't think so, but things work out sometimes. My team is offering a wilderness survival workshop at Deer Grove on the 13th as well. And that's part of it, is orienteering with and without a compass, creating potable water from natural resources, and a few other things, just to know how secondary and third uses of the resources within the forest reserves. Pretty cool. So,
that is.
And what else do we have? There's an animal origami at Sand Ridge that same day. If those who are interested in the wonderful world of lichens, you can stop at SAGWA on the 13th, too, and they're doing a workshop for that as well.
It's a good thing to do. I like that. And, I know you're doing the camp. Stop. The SAGWA Environmental Learning Center. I caught myself.
I don't know. Everything's an acronym these days.
I know.
It's SELK.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're doing all kinds of they're doing a wildflower walk, which is going to be perfect middle of April because everything's going to be blooming. They're doing, oh my gosh, I can't even come up with all the different things that I've heard about. Bird walks, senior fitness walks that are going to be happening in the forest preserves. I know Mr. Chelzwig is, you know, retired and enjoy turkey hunting, building guitars and bows and stuff like that. But it's International Bat Appreciation Folktale and Walk Week in the middle of
April. Wouldn't that be amazing if we could get him to lead that?
I think so. I think he should. Mr. Chelzwig, you're listening to this. I know you are. You should come back and do your bat thing, you know? Hang from a tree, waggle, you know, flap your wings. Talk bat. You know how to talk bat. I know.
Oh, man. Oh, this isn't going to hear it from him.
Yeah, I'm looking for the phone to ring. I'm looking for the phone to ring.
I know. Chauncey.
Yeah.
When do bats come out? At night. And what's a good way to explore night is to understand the hows and the whys of natural darkness, which is taking place on Wednesday the 24th via Zoom. It's kind of this idea of learning how to protect the nightscape and the importance of nighttime and natural darkness and it plays in our lives. Okay. Going back to the education side of it all. And then for those who read books, I'm not that person. There is the Nature Book Club on the 25th of the month at Trailside. And they're going to talk about what is an immense world. So read the book, be part of it, join the conversation, enjoy your tea or coffee or whatever you drink at night, and be it.
Now, you did poetry in the forest, a therapy walk is going to be happening.
Yeah, that one's at, I think that was either Caldwell or, because the center isn't open yet,
Caldwell.
It's a place, the Volunteer Resource Center. So Navraz Basadi is a certified therapeutic guide, amongst other things. She's just a modern-day Renaissance woman. And she offers these more in-depth forest therapy training sessions. So you'll see, I think there's one in March, this one's in April, and another one coming up in May, and that might be at Rolling Knolls. But the whole idea is to embrace different components of art. Mm-hmm. And I guess how your body copes with it and provides therapy. And so in this instance, it's more about poetry, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. And you know what, like you said earlier, you know, whether you're you've got young kids at home, there's programs for them. If you've got teenagers, adults, you know, early adults, middle adults, even seniors, there is so many fun, cool things to do in the forest preserve this time of the year, especially because it's all opening up. And we are reaping the benefits of the sun touching the ground.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It is.
I can take this. I went to school in the far north end of Wisconsin for a year. It's all I could manage up there. And winter was winter was very, very long. So for me, I think at this moment I'm getting older and I just want more, spring, summer, and fall than less winter. I'm in the wrong area, I know, but still.
That's because you'll be getting a little bit more years on to your age. That's all, my friend. That's all it is.
Gray and Boulder. But yes, that's a polite way to say
it. If somebody wants to find out more about the programs in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, what's the best way for me to find out about them?
Go to the website at fpdcc.com. Otherwise, stop by a nature center or one of the events. We'll have guides. And keep an eye out for the summer guides, which should be coming out 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. 5 weeks, somewhere in that range.
It's a perfect thing to do. And like we talked about a few things, but there's so many other things. There's something to enjoy. And there's a nature center or a forest preserve area place no more than 30 minutes from wherever you are standing in Cook County. Remember that. Tim, thanks for coming on.
Oh, Chauncey, I appreciate it very much. You have a good weekend.
You too, sir. And enjoy spring. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today. And they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" On April 20th, I am going to be going to the Safari Club International 52nd Annual Fundraiser and Banquet at Medina Banquets at 550 Shriners Drive in Addison, Illinois. SCI is the leader in educating and informing elected officials and policy decision makers on the essential role of hunting in a science-based management of wildlife and habitat. And that's what we as hunters believe in. This is a fun-filled event with with 4 hours of open bar, a great dinner, silent auctions, live auctions, that you have hunts from around the world, North America, international, and more. From bird hunts to big game hunts to firearms, jewelry, fur coats, and more. Ticket donations are $120 per person, and if you get your hunting friends together and purchase a table of 10 people, you'll also receive $300 in raffle tickets. Doors open at 5 p.m., so come early and don't miss a second. The Illinois and Chicago chapter of SCI are working for hunters, working for conservation, and working for you. For more information and tickets, go to sci-illinois.com. See you there. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Hey, this is Captain Andy of the Time Bandit from the TV show Deadliest Catch. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Well, I think we've got somebody on the telephone right now, and he's my good friend, Mr. Who else but the one and only Steve Sillick from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And Steve, what are you sitting out there Saturday morning in the truck, and the lines I know are at all the places. What's happening in the Forest Preserve ponds in Cook County? Well, not all of them. In Cook County today.
Exactly. Oh, Chaunce, it is a beautiful morning. It's an exciting morning. It's I know a lot of people's favorite time of the year. It's spring trout season. Everybody loves that, right? That's fun to say, isn't it? Spring trout season.
Because it's, you know, I always said, you know, what's, and I know today is April 6th, okay?
Correct. So,
and, you know, here we are, April 6th. But, you know, April 1st is, you know, it's the opening of smelting on the lakefront. You need your new fishing licenses across pretty much all of America. You know, birds are showing up. Flowers are blooming. It, you know, the only thing we're missing is the swallows at Capistrano in California. But we've got one better. We got the rainbow trout in the Forest Preserve.
That we do. And once again, we are very happy and proud to announced that we were able to stock them in the five lakes that we always put them in the spring, mm-hmm. as well as in some increased numbers, again, using that that wonderful referendum fund that the wonderful public helped us pass. We were able to put even more fish out there for the public, so we're really happy about that. And they did go into the usual five lakes. I know I had some questions earlier. People got nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But for our spring season, earlier this week, we stocked 1,000 pounds in Sag Cory East down in the Lamont area. We stocked 1,500 pounds in Axhead Lake up in Park Ridge, another 1,500 pounds in Baloo Lake, kind of right around the corner, you know, Park Ridge, Des Plaines area. And then through some state funds, we stocked another 700 pounds in Green Lake down in the South Holland area, mm. and then another 600 pounds at Horsetail Lake in Palos. So we put in about 5,300 pounds of trout in those five lakes
mm-hmm.
Throughout the Forest Preserve holdings. So we were very happy, as always, and excited to do that for the for all the young and old, male and female, no matter who you are, just get out there and fish for some trout, because it's a nice day. It's a good day for it, too.
Oh, it is. It's a great day to do it. We have so much fun doing it. The people that are coming out, they get excited. They want to catch some fish. And I have to tell everybody, even if you don't fish, you know, go there and watch the kids fish. To watch a kid catch a rainbow trout. And, I mean, these trout are about a half a pound, maybe a little bit more or whatever. But, I mean, these kids are so excited. I mean, my problem is when I would go fishing, because I try to hit all the lakes, if I hook mm-hmm. a fish, I always tell the parent that's near me, I say, I'm just going to hand your kid the rod.
Exactly.
Just because it's you more know, fun watching them.
You hook a fish, you give it to them, you get them hooked on fishing from that point on. Right?
Oh, they caught the fish. You caught the fish because you had fun watching them. What is wrong with this picture?
You're 100% right, Chance. It is so fun to be out here in the preserve and just see the excitement, the trepidation, the some people are being secretive out here, you know, they got their spots, they don't want to, they want to hide if they're doing well, they want to hide their baits, and other people are just out here having a good time. You get the, I see some family units out here, you get the whole family out here, they just, they really enjoy it, and they make it fun, and, you know, more often than not, you go home with some nice snacks, too.
Well, yes, there's nothing prettier than a beautiful rainbow trout in a frying pan with some, you know, butter and a little bit of, you know, what is it, just a little pine nuts in it, and
sounds wonderful.
It's even something Jim Phillips would enjoy eating.
Exactly. We did get our usual complement of fish, like I mentioned. They're typically in about the 1.5 to 1 pound range. Right. We do use a couple of different vendors because the state buys fish and then the forest preserves of Cook County buys fish.
Mm-hmm.
So you may see some variance and differences in looks and colors and sizes from lake to lake, but that's okay. No need to complain.
Yeah.
You're allowed to. You can, but no need to. We just, we got a lot of nice fish out there for people to catch.
Sure.
I do want to mention, as always, you know, make sure you have your inland trout stamp along with your state of Illinois fishing license for anybody that's 16 or older. It's always important to have.
Now, one of the things, too, is the people, you mentioned it before, and I don't want to just, like, go real fast over it, Steve, is that the referendum that was passed by the, you know, citizens of Cook County for the Forest Preserve, they're doing a lot of work in many different places for everything it needed. But you're able to, you know, stock additional trout. Now, yes, when you purchase an inland trout stamp, which you need to have, along with your fishing license if you're 16 and over, you wind up, you know, the state of Illinois is stocking 80,000 fish in 58 different areas. Yeah.
You know, you did your homework. Good job.
Thank you. Notice how the Rolodex has to slow down a little bit there, you know?
Uh-huh. And I got that written on my notes, too, just to make sure I knew it. Got to give our friends at the state their credit. They do good job. They do great work.
So, you know, you need your inland trout stamp. And even though the Forest Preserve is stocking a lot more fish than you know, into the stock lakes, it's just adding to the excitement of the fishing. And I want the people to realize how much effort that the Fisheries Division of the Forest Preserve District, along with the administrators, et cetera, are putting into making it a fun place, not just today, but any day to go into the Forest Preserve.
Exactly. You know, the Forest Preserve is always looking at bringing people to preserves and engaging new people and getting people out, connecting with nature. And this is just a great opportunity. You know, you get some nice weather out there. You take the family out. You enjoy the woods. You do some fishing. You hang around with it, you know, at the lake. And you just have a good time. And you make some really good experiences and memories for the youngsters. And like I said, you get a meal out of it. You have fun. You really can't go wrong getting out in nature and enjoying a beautiful day like today here at the Spring Inland Trout Opener.
Exactly. One of the things, though, that I want people to realize, when you're going out trout fishing, you don't go out fishing with a 2-aught hook, okay? And you don't you don't use a bobber the size of a beach ball.
Right. Small mouths, sensitive mouths, small baits, slow action, all that fun stuff.
Yes.
It is still chilly out. It's, you know, we're still in the early days of spring here, so it's still a little chilly.
Exactly. And, you know, you can go out and try a bunch of different, you can have minnows, you can have power baits. That seems to work, you know, trout chow, as they call it. There's a number, people have used cheese, I know. People have used
corn, flies, handmade flies, name it.
They've used all kinds of stuff for the fish.
It's too bad if we were a little later in the year, maybe you could even use cicadas. Who knows?
No, well, that's when those big largemouth bass are going to be smacking.
That's another type of fishing, but we'll talk about that one later.
Yes, you know, you put a cicada on a hook. Don't kill it. So when you cast out there, it sits on top of the water, and those wings go on the water.
You're right, Chance. If you're out there fishing for the trout, yeah, you want to use smaller hooks. You want to use smaller baits. Try to give yourself the best chance to catch some of these fish, because we want you to catch them. That's why between the state and the Forest Preserve of Cook County, you put these fish out there. We want you to catch them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now, how many fish are we allowed to take?
Very good question. Thank you for asking. The state regulations that the Forest Preserves abide by, it's a daily creel limit of 5 per day. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't mean get 5 and then go to the next lake and get 5 more. It means you get 5 per day.
Right.
There is no size limit because we're ordering these are farm-raised fish.
Mm-hmm.
So no size limit, but 5 per day per angler.
Mm-hmm. 5 fish per day. And if you see someone taking their 5 fish and running up to their car, or every time they catch a fish, they seem to have to walk to their trunk, Don't be afraid to call, you know. What are they called? I guess it's Forest Preserve Police.
Forest Preserve Police. You have a couple options, but thank you for bringing that up. That's a really good point. Unfortunately, not everybody plays fair and by the rules. So it's nice if we have some extra vigilance out there because there are a lot of trout lakes, like Chomp said. You got a couple options. You can call the Forest Preserve Police, which that number would be 708-771-1000. Or you can call the state of Illinois, the DNR's conservation police officer.
Mm-hmm.
They have a hotline. That number is, well, one of the numbers, do have a few. The number I'm going to give you here is 1-800-252-0163. Between the state's conservation officers and the Forest Preserve Police, they are out at these lakes, I can guarantee you. Some of them are undercover. Some of them are in their cruisers. But they know that this is a optimal time of year for people to not play by the rules. So they're out there looking. So, you know, if you see them, say hello to them. Or if you see anything bad going on, feel free to give them a call or point them in the right direction so that we can keep it fair for everybody out there.
Yes, and I'm telling you right now, both the Forest Preserve Police and the Conservation Police are both going to be out at the Five Lakes in the Forest Preserve District, which, once again, it's Axe Head Lake, Blue Lake, Green Lake, Horsetail Lake, Sag Quarry East, and the other one in Cook County is Wolf Lake, the William Powers Conservation Area. They're going to be at all five. Trust me, I know they're going to be at these five areas. And don't be afraid to, you know, talk to the officer or, you know, the men or women that are our conservation officers do a fantastic job, and let the kids talk to them, because you never know. That kid of yours may want to grow up to be a conservation officer. But those are the lakes, the five in the Forest Preserve plus Wolf Lake, and it's just, because like I said, if somebody who's being a pig or a hog, whatever you want to call it, and putting them in the ice cooler in the trunk, let some younger ones have some fun, or you know what, let some person who is more mature and senior, I almost have a hard time saying that, but you know, someone on the upper age realm, because you know what, that might be the only fish time they're going to be able to get out all year, and they still have that same feeling in their heart, just like that little 8-year-old kid catching that first rainbow trout as much as that older guy or lady catching their last rainbow trout, you know?
Exactly. Let's have a good trout season.
Okay. If somebody wanted to get a map of each of these five lakes, Axe Head, Blue, Green, Horsetail, Sag Quarry East, you guys have done a real simple process here, right?
Yeah, you got a couple options. I'm very happy to say we finally got our new fishing guides printed, so those are available at all the nature centers if you wanted to stop by in person to pick them up. Otherwise, you can very easily find them on the Forest Preserve's website, which is www.fpdcc.com. That's FPDCC for Forest Preserve District, Cook County, .com. Pretty quickly there, you're going to find a link for fishing, and there's individual PDF maps of all the fishing lakes that you can download. You can download the entire fishing guide, but you got a couple options to find either just the individual map you want or the entire fishing guide, or you can always just pick up one in person at any of the six Forest Preserve District Nature Centers.
Yeah, and you can look at it on your telephone while you're sitting on the lake.
Well, they are here at the lake as well. We have the large map kiosks at all the lakes that are going to give you at least a quick view as well. You could take a picture of that and keep that on your phone. Otherwise, I'm sorry, and I'm showing my age here. You're right. Mm-hmm. You can just pull it up on your phone, and then you have the map right there on your phone.
Yeah.
So that'll give you a really nice, accurate depiction of where these contour lines are, so you can find that nice edge that these fish are hanging out at.
Okay,
they like that cooler water, so you got to find where they're at, right?
Right. And once again, 16 and over needs their Illinois 2024 license. Mm-hmm. You need to have an inland trout stamp. That's very important. Mm-hmm. And you just have to have it on you. If you're doing it online, print up a bunch of them so you got it in your pocket, in your tackle box, wherever, in the car, et cetera, et cetera. And,
I believe the state even has an app. The DNR has an app for the licenses now. So they're trying to make it really easy for you to have your license one way or another. So there should be no excuses. And it's still one of the most reasonable fishing licenses in the nation. So support the fishing.
Have some fun. Let a kid have a fun day fishing. And let an old guy have a fun day fishing.
Exactly.
Steve, thanks so much for coming on the program.
No problem, John. Thanks for having me, and Have fun out there, everyone.
All right, you go take care, because I know you, besides trout today, you're checking walleye nets and everything else, and you got a lot of things going on in the Forest Preserves Fisheries Division. And most of all, thanks.
Spring season.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much for everything you guys do. Take care.
Thank you, Chance. Bye.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
It's just as cool as the evening shade. Well, I toss my line and I haul it up. I think I've got it made. Big old trout.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. On April 20th, I am going to be going to the Safari Club International 52nd Annual Fundraiser and Banquet at Medina Banquets at 550 Shriners Drive in Addison, Illinois. SCI is the leader in educating and informing elected officials and policy decision makers on the essential role of hunting in a science-based management of wildlife and habitat. And that's what we as hunters believe in. This is a fun-filled event with 4 hours of open bar, a great dinner, silent auctions, live auctions, that you have hunts from around the world, North America, international, and more. From bird hunts to big game hunts to firearms, jewelry, fur coats, and more. Ticket donations are $120 per person, and if you get your hunting friends together and purchase a table of 10 people, you'll also receive $300 in raffle tickets. Doors open at 5 p.m., so come early and don't miss a second. The Illinois and Chicago chapter of SCI are working for hunters, working for conservation, and working for you. For more information and tickets, go to sci-illinois.com. See you there.
Ah, 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 ah.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa.
Trolling, trolling, trolling.
Listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you enjoyed today. I know we talked too long about trout fishing, and this segment is going to be very short. But really, listen, power liners are working the lakefront. They're catching smallmouth. They're catching coho. They're catching brown trout. They're catching, mud puppies. They're catching all kinds of stuff in the lake right now. Boaters are catching brown trout and coho salmon. Captain Tony, Diamond Ghost Charters, go to DiamondGhostCharters.com. There, he's dropping the boat in. Get your spring coho trips lined up. I'm lined up. I'm ready to go. We're going to have a good time. There is no Aiden Fishing Report because he's on his way here to do a little bit of hockey game. We're going to go to the Blackhawk hockey game, Aiden and I. So I'm pretty excited about that. But he did say to me, he says, Grandpa, there's so much rain that came down. All the lakes are full and all the rivers are a little too high to fish. So let's talk about fishing next week. Okay, that sounds like a good one. We also want to make sure we cover a lot of our rivers here are up and flowing pretty hard. Even the chain of lakes is at a no wake in many areas. So please, before you go out, just keep it on the low side. Don't damage the shoreline. It's very, very important to do these things. Smelt fishing, no smelt reports anywhere on the lakefront from anybody. And those that have caught one or two need to learn the difference between smelt and a chub minnow. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. There's a difference between a smelt and a chub minnow. You got to learn that. All right, got that. Hey, don't forget, the SCI banquet's going to happen April 18th. Sign up for it. I'm going to be there. Oh, the flute's playing, so we're coming to the end of the show. And as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one is from Touching Spirit Bear. He said, "Whatever you do to the animals, you do to yourself." Whatever you do to the animals, you do to yourself. True statement, my friend Touching Spirit Bear. Very true statement. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the warm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week, everybody.